Time is 5:44. More of us are pushing back retirement, and apparently one in three of us don't think we'll ever be able to afford to retire at all. There's some new study out. Here to discuss this with me is Jonathan Watts-Lay from Wellbeing and Retirement Specialist, Wealth at Work. Morning, Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan.
Morning.
Oh, hi there. Why are we all so worried about retirement at the moment?
Well, I think it's really partly because of the cost of living crisis. So clearly people are finding financial matters very tight. And so people are getting worried, and they're thinking about all sorts of things that ordinarily perhaps they wouldn't think about. So, you know, you've got 83% of people saying that they accept they may now need to work longer. You've got other people that are saying that they think they're going to have to either reduce or maybe even stop their pension contributions. And of course, if they do that, that means that they will have less money in their pension pot. So indeed, that may force them to work longer. So there's a lot of financial pressures, and those pressures are going to get tougher. If you think about fixed rate mortgages, a lot of people will be having to renew those in the coming months, and so that will put more pressure on the budget, and that's likely to mean that there's more people that are likely to think about potentially reducing those pension contributions.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible idea, though. You know, people are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place at the moment. What can people do to avoid that? Have you got any tips for us who are worried about retirement? I mean, I'm certainly counting myself in that statistic at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing is before you reduce your pension contributions, think about what other things you can do. Because don't forget, if you reduce your pension contributions, that means also that you won't get the contribution from your employer, or that potentially will reduce as well. And you also you won't get the tax relief that would have got on those pension contributions. So the financial impact, if you like, of every pound that you don't save is bigger than that pound. So one of the things that people should really think about are what are the other things perhaps where they could save money before they start looking at that. One of the areas that we often talk to people about is the everyday expense that most people have, but actually people don't think about that much. So if you think about your broadband bills, your mobile phone bills, your insurances, so car insurance or household insurance, these are relatively big ticket items if you add all those up over a year. And yet often people don't shop around, they just go for auto renewals. And so an area where actually they could save money, they don't. And of course, if they save money in that area, then perhaps that would mean that they could carry on making those pension contributions.
And there's also apparently a crackdown coming down the line on some of these poor performing pensions funds, and Labour are proposing to push to make them invest £50 billion. Can you tell us more on this?
So I think there's a couple of things that are going on at the moment. There's a whole consultation going on at the moment, which is looking for value for money. So that's looking at actually what service do individuals receive? Are they getting the type of pension that they're expecting? I think there's also another issue, which is maybe the one you're referring to, which is the question around whether smaller final salary or DB schemes, as they're known, whether they should actually go into something called the Pension Protection Fund, even though the Pension Protection Fund is really designed for pensions that get into trouble, saying that actually some of these smaller ones could go into that, and then that could actually create a big investment fund.
Great. Jonathan, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.